Hey everyone, welcome back to All Whack Podcast. Today I have a good human being. This is our first time like actually just
hanging out, talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is Kristen Rich, and I met you at Xander's Mixer.
Yeah, at Minette.
At the Minette Saloon in Bremerton, which Xander is going to host another one, by the way, on June 6th. But we're here to plug Kristen, not
there
Xander.
No, you're fine. Just throw everybody in there.
Throw everybody. Yeah, just throw all the names. So what upcoming shows do you have?
So next one, I have an upcoming little showcase on June 9th, just at the Dugout. And it's just a bunch of artists doing like two songs each. And they have venues there who are booking for 2020. Then I'm going out to my first show at a Kitsap in Tacoma on the 14th. I'm pretty pumped about. Mm-hmm. Me and Alex Ellis are splitting 3 hours at the Tracy Tin on 6/29. And then in July, no date yet, but me, East Blue, Jordan Eller, and Matt Merker, we're going to do, I think 30 minutes each of all originals.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it would work.
That's going to be a good time.
Pretty excited.
I'm excited for Matt. I haven't seen him like do his stuff.
I don't think I've ever seen him do his stuff. I watched him on YouTube and Instagram, but I've just never actually seen him live.
Yeah, so that'll be... Well, he used to be in Cityscapes.
Oh, he did too?
Yeah.
So was him okay.
And Xander, yeah. So, I mean, that was phenomenal. It was a good time. So, that'll be good to see him solo.
Yeah,
that would be really cool. I need to make it out to one of your shows, because you invite me, and I'm like, I need to go
one of
these days.
I never go out. I mean, the only times I do is when I'm playing somewhere. So, whenever someone's like, oh, I didn't make it, I was like, I would be at home sleeping, too. You're totally
it's
okay.
It's fine. I'd be eating ice cream, watching Wayne's World as well. It's all good. So, what kind of music, or how would you describe your style of music?
It sounds really weird. The way my mom describes it, just super sad. she's like, you need to do happier stuff. But all my originals are just super sad. They're basically just me talking about like how much of an idiot I am when it talks like relationships and stuff like that.
Right.
So that's fine. And then all the other, like the covers and the type of style I go for is like Hozier and Lumineers, like the Head and the Heart, that type of stuff. I'm really into folk music.
Yeah. I could kind of tell too, like just when you were practicing earlier and I mean, it sounds really good. I'm usually not into that kind of music. I like the more...
I feel the upbeat and all that.
Well, the upbeat or like, I don't know, because my musical horizons are pretty large. So
yeah, exactly.
And I'm assuming yours are as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wearing an Outkast shirt.
Yeah, so. So I'm like, that's an interesting choice. That was great, though. So, are an Outkast an influence of yours?
Oh, yeah, I love them. That was... I remember they played at Sasquatch, and they were playing on my birthday.
Nice.
I need to go.
Yay.
So, when I was in a band when I was, like, 20, we did a bunch of Outkast songs, and all of, like, the original stuff that we were doing was just... We basically were like, let's just do what they do, get, like, that 4-4 rhythm, and just, like, get dance music going.
That's a good time, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's awesome. Who else influences your... musical creations?
So my solo stuff and that type of things, I really listen to like Noah and the Whale and Hozier and those type of lyrics and those type of guitar parts. My favorite guitar parts, and it's really really easy and really lame, but it's the finger picking ones where the top notes are doing the exact same notes the singer's doing, and it's just so, I don't know if common, but just so simple. And
right.
Like, it just reminds me of, like, sitting outside by a campfire, and it just makes me really happy.
We have a fire pit right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
I mean, it's right there. Oh, we're outside. You might hear Bacon, the rooster, or my dogs, because they're everywhere. So, you mentioned you were in a band. Do you work on other projects as well?
Used to be in a band. I actually was in a band 14 to 18. I had a cover band in my high school, and I played bass for, like, we played in our homecoming and stuff. We were like,
oh, nice.
I just watched a video of us. We were just adorable. Like, we thought we were so big, and we were just so small. It was ridiculous. But and then I did another one when I was 21, and we played at the Whiskey Gulch a lot in Port Orchard. And then it's just so hard to get like that many people passionate for so long, because it's just once a week, 6 hours of practice a week is so hard to do.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody has stuff going on, and then you come back, and the worst is when nobody had practiced, and you're just like, I guess we'll just do the same thing we did last week. And eventually, you just, I don't know, you run out of energy. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and being in high school, too, you got all the extra activities.
Exactly.
Or, you know, the life conflicts.
Like, I need to nap 4 hours a day.
Yeah,
so that's not cutting.
I need my 4 hour nap or I can't function.
Exactly. I'm a diva.
That's awesome. So are you looking to do other projects or are you just working on the music for now?
Right now I'm just working on the music. I have a couple people, like Dave Fairchild's an incredible guitarist, and sometimes if I have a song that I think he works with, he'll just come over and play with me. And then there's this drummer I've known since high school, Connor Aylward, just ridiculous. And I'm trying to get him to play with me a lot more often, too. But he works at the shipyard, and their hours are so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's where my dad came from.
Yeah, I saw the badge.
Yeah, he was like, he had a good day. So, what are your musical goals? Like, do you want to be a solo artist? Would you want to be in a band again? Or how do you see your musical career going?
I would love to be in a band, but I want to get it to the point where I show up, and I'm like, these are the songs that I've written. These are the parts that I want you to play. Like, I don't know. God, it's going to sound douchey, but I just like want to get to the point where I'm just like, okay, I definitely know what's happening and what we need to do.
Right.
I hate being in a band where you're just kind of sitting in a circle and you're like, what are we going to do next?
Mm-hmm.
What's like the next song? What's the next cover? And then it's just like a couple hours where you could have been practicing and it's just kind of
like,
yeah, everyone's so indecisive and it just, yeah. I want to do something where I have a vision and it's just going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I hate being stagnant.
No, for sure. Because you don't want to be in a band with people who just kind of are like, yeah, sure, we'll do that. It's like, here's what I have. Work with me.
Exactly.
What do you think?
That's the dream.
Exactly. Well, that's what the fun about working with people is, like, hey.
Yeah, it's like problem solving.
We got this. It's a building a puzzle.
Yeah,
or a painting or something. That I love that about music, though, too, is it's not a physical thing.
Yeah. There's this really weird feeling when you get when, like, I still haven't done it live, but whenever I'm just practicing and you get really into a song, it's like an outer body thing, if that makes any sense.
No, it does.
Where, yeah, and it's just, and it's super discouraging, too, because you hit that, and you're like, oh, I want to do it again, and it doesn't happen for months, and you're just like, what's wrong with me?
Like, I broke myself. Like,
exactly.
How did I do this?
But when it happens, it's just, like, so euphoric.
Right.
And that's, yeah, that's what I always try to go for when I practice.
Oh, definitely. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Exactly.
You know, quoting Mr. Woods from Central Kitsap. He was our band teacher.
I think that's just a band thing. My middle school band teacher used to say that, too.
Just a band teacher thing. That's awesome. That's great. So, if music doesn't quite pan out the way you feel like it will, do you have a backup plan or, like, something else you'd want to do?
Actually, surprisingly, I'm doing a government job right now, so that's kind of, like, the main plan, if that makes sense, and I've just been doing music for fun and stuff. Originally, I really wanted to be a choir teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was going to school for that. I even took piano lessons because I'm not good at piano, and you have to, like, sight read Mozart and stuff like that. Like, it gets ridiculous. But I even took it for, like, 2 years, so, like, oh, I really want to do this. And I got the government job, and I was like, I'm getting more money than if I was be a high school teacher. So I was just like, do I want to do it that bad? And then, I kind of flamed out.
Right.
Yeah, especially at OC, if you do that music scholarship like me and Darla were doing, you do, I think it's 12 credits just to singing. And then you have to have a full-time credit on top of that. So I think I was like taking 22 credits one quarter.
Oh.
I was just like, I hate my life.
No, so, that's not worth it.
Exactly. I was like, I'm done.
Right.
I'm never doing this again.
Oh, man.
Yeah
no, you don't want to, even if it's something that you really want to do, it's like you don't want to
die. Burn out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because then you won't love it anymore if you
exactly.
burn out on it.
There were so many kids in that class who, like, said they just stopped practicing because it wasn't fun anymore. I'm like, that's really depressing.
That is depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my heart is like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
Dear, that's horrible. Why?
I think I took, like, after I was done with that, I took 2 years off of music because I was just like, it's not fun. I don't like this anymore.
Right.
And then, actually, I just started playing again in January because Darla's like, hey, I need an opener on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I haven't played in 2 years, but I'm so down.
I'm with it. Let's
exactly.
go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So where do you see your music career going? And do you see it just as, like, a fun hobby or?
I do. Like, it would be really cool to tour and go places, but I have this really bad, but my brain is ridiculous. So whenever I, like, think about that, I'll start to get competitive and I'll watch other people. and it stops being fun again. Mm. If that makes sense. So I just have to keep telling myself, like, just do local bars and have fun. And if something happens, it happens. But right. It's just because it's so much more fun to go to open mics and being like, wow, that guy's amazing. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, oh, God, he's so much better than me. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like,
right.
It's awesome watching people and being like, wow, Preberton's talented, instead of having to compare myself.
Yeah, and be like, ah, but I'm not as talented.
Exactly.
As them.
Like, it's just sweet to watch when I'm, yeah, and I don't want to get in, like, a bad mindset because I'm so bad at that. I get so competitive over just little things that mm-hmm. don't matter.
You're like, damn.
Exactly.
Whack.
Whack, yeah. We're plugging the name for it, all whack.
It's just all whack. Oh, no, I say that on a regular basis. Like, I'm at work, I'm like, this is whack. And everybody's like, it is. And I go, you don't even know, though. I have a double life. You don't even understand. This is business me, and like, I still say wag.
I'm writing this down. I got it for my side project.
Yeah, exactly. No, for real. That's what it is. All right, so I want to try something different with this podcast. So I have a bowl of prompts/questions mm-hmm. that we're going to draw from, because I think this idea is so fun.
I'm excited.
And I haven't done it. And thank you for being my guinea pig. On
of course.
Goes. Okay,
are
so
you pulling them first, or
I can pull one. You can pull one, but we'll both answer.
Okay.
What it is? So you're the guest.
Thank you.
What we got? What we got?
Let me see. What did you want to be when you were little?
Taller.
That's it. That's all I. I wanted to be a mountain when I was.
Yeah, I wanted to be something impossible. Mine changed a lot. Because I really liked being, like, I did a lot of films, quote, with, you know, the home videos where it's, like, tilted.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It's me and my cousin, we're just acting shit out, and then, like, we got my brother involved, so that was fun. And then I wanted to be a musician for a long time, then I wanted to be a teacher. I bounced around a
everything
lot.
You saw. I mean, me and my sister made, like, an episode 3.5 Star Wars thing in our backyard, so I know exactly what you're talking
about.
That's
amazing. No, that's fun, though.
No, it was sweet. I wish we could still make videos like that. When I was a kid, I really wanted to be a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah.
I remember, so I was born in 1995, mm-hmm. and that's the year the Mariners went to the playoffs, mm-hmm. like, the first time ever. So my mom got super obsessed because she's never seen baseball before. So by the time I was 3, they'd name a player and I would just do their batting stance.
Nice.
Like, I used to carry around a little bag of balls and a bat and just go to the neighbors when my parents were done with me, and I'd ask them to throw to me.
You're like, please.
Yeah, I was that kid in the neighborhood.
Oh,
so.
Man. That's awesome. That's great. Okay. What do we have here? I have a lot of these, so this is going to be a good time. If it were real, this is my favorite question. If it were real, would you go to Jurassic Park?
Oh, God, no. Would you?
I might. It would depend. If it's only the herbivores,
okay,
I would go.
That
but
makes
if
sense.
There's like a T-Rex and like Velociraptors, I'm going to be like, burn it down.
Like, why would you even bring them?
I know. It's like, why would you do that, though? Just the herbivores.
Exactly. They're the pretty ones to look at.
Yeah, that are, like, nice and ethereal.
Yeah.
Like, don't even bring back pterodactyls. We don't need that.
Nothing that we can't contain, basically.
Exactly.
I feel it.
Because I feel like most of the herbivores, like, the long necks, like, I feel like they're just elephants, you know?
I've always just dreamt of, like, sliding down one of those. I think it's from Fred Flintstone.
But... Yes! Oh, it's like The Land Before Time.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I just, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that's just your dream now.
Yes, that'd be so good. No carnivores, though.
Yeah.
None of that.
I have to agree with you.
So, yes and no.
Yeah, you changed
answer.
Me.
You're like, wait a minute, that's...
But I actually don't want to miss out on that, yeah.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right.
One more? Let me see here. Ooh, favorite high school memory that wasn't graduation?
Dang. Do I remember high school?
I know, it's a while ago. God, we're old now. It's weird.
I know. Well, I'm only 20.
I'm old.
But I just feel like high school was such a long time ago. I feel like such a different human being.
I feel it. God, I was such a jerk in high school. It's so weird looking back.
I was the weirdest human being. I was just so weird, I feel like.
She's talking about Australia 24/7.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, somebody asked me. I reconnected with them.
I know.
And that was whack. And they're like, have you gone yet? I'm like, no. That's whack. I want to go so badly. But... from high school, let's see, one of my favorite. What high school did you go to?
I went to Bremerton.
Oh, okay.
I think mine, me and my best friend Derek, and he's still my best friend, I called him Dare Bear since we were like 6 years old, and it just... I'm pretty sure he hates it, but I'm never going to stop. But we we did foreign exchange students. So we lived in Germany together for a month mm-hmm. when we were 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And we felt we were so cool going to the bars when we were 16.
Yes.
And that's my, so the most ridiculous thing when I was there is there were these French students too, and it was their last day. So like, hey, you need to drink a lot. This is the last time we're going to see an American. I was like, no doubt. And so I drank so much, and it was gross, and I blacked out, but apparently I had thrown up like on a police car.
Oh, nice.
And they just drove me back to my parents' house because I just woke up in bed. I was like, oh, it's a crazy night, and the post parents were just so mad at me.
They're like, why did we let this idiot American, like,
who is this man?
That's so good.
It was ridiculous.
That's so good. Well, I don't know, because I have like a lot of good times, but I'm like, I don't have like a
favorite.
I never went to a different, well, I went to Canada for a band trip, but ooh. I mean, everybody in band went, you know.
I think our band went to Canada too.
Yeah, and then the year after I graduated, they went to Disneyland, and I was so pissed. I was like, damn, because we were supposed to go my senior year,
and they just changed it up on you.
They're like, nah, we're gonna go to Canada. It's like, hey man,
like, this was my dream.
That was my dream to go to. Well, because they got to record The Lion King. Like, ooh, they got to play it and record it. And
that's so
like,
cool.
It's like, what? No, but I didn't get to go.
What'd you play?
Bass clarinet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very unconventional, but best instrument. One of the best instruments.
Do you march with that at all?
Yeah.
Or do you have to, oh, wow.
I did, and you're not supposed to, but I did anyway. I didn't want to play saxophone, and I didn't want to play clarinet, because clarinet sucks.
Yeah.
And so does saxophone. Bass clarinet has this nice
bass. Low timbre.
Yeah, I love it. And they're like, well, you could play tenor sax. I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. That's succumbing to that. I can't do it.
I couldn't even imagine carrying that around for a march.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I guess I'm just a child, because that just...
Well, I mean, you might be thinking of a Barry saxophone. Those, I mean, if I stand, I think a Barry sax goes, like, here on me. They're pretty big, but, I mean, my bass clarinet does that if it's on a stand.
Yeah.
But it's not...
Not too bad.
Whack, yeah.
Whack.
I keep saying whack.
You're fine.
It's all good. Shameless
plugs.
It's all good. Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite, but I had a history teacher, Mr. Sweet, and my junior year, and there were 6 girls in my class out of 32.
That sucks.
So what he does is he has the girls leave the room, then he talks to all the boys, then he comes out into the hallway where we are, and he goes, all right, do any of you have a problem with each other? And we all look around and we're like, no. And he goes, good, I don't want that girl drama shit in my classroom.
When there are only 6 of you
anyway.
And
there's only, well, no, because he's like, there's so much testosterone in that, that room. And Mr. Sweet swore he did not care. And so it was so good. And then, but I just remember thinking that was the funniest thing, because I'm like, I would never have expected on my first day of school to go into a classroom where there's 6 girls and have our teacher go, do any of you have a problem with each other?
Just squashing beef immediately.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good idea. Yeah. He's like, I need your help to keep those idiots in check. I mean,
it makes sense.
There's 32 people in the class and only 6 are girls. Something's wrong.
That's a weird ratio, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just, that was a weird time, but I think that was one of the funniest things that has happened in my lifetime, which
nice.
Is do you want to keep going?
Yeah, sure.
All right, what do we got here? Ooh, top 3 to 5 bands or artists at the moment.
Ooh, at the moment?
At the moment. Mine change all the time.
I know, that's what's hard.
But it's at the moment, so like, not of all time.
Okay, at the moment right now, I've been listening hard to Hozier, Young the Giant, and let me think, probably Black Keys, even though they haven't done anything in a while, but
that's true. Yeah. I think lately I've been into Janis Joplin. That's what I was listening to.
Nice.
When you got here. And then The Regrets, they're a band from LA.
okay,
and They're basically an all-girl band, but they have a guy drummer. But nice. They're pretty cool.
How do you find them? Just through Spotify?
I don't use Spotify, actually, but there's another band called Wallows. I've been listening to them a lot, and one of the guys is dating one of the girls.
Oh, okay. That works.
And then they posted a picture. I was like, oh, that's cute. And then I, like, stalked her, because that's what you do.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm like,
social media.
I got to do it. And then I found out she was in a band. I was like, oh, she's cool. That's cool. I approve.
But you know what? You can go ahead and date him.
Yeah, it's all good.
You got Jackie's blessing.
Yeah. Bless. Well, and I got to meet her, too. And I went to a Wallows concert, and she was there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, yeah, she's not a bitch. That's great. And then I think Kings of Leon. I've been listening to them more lately.
Nice.
Just.
Did you hear about what happened with them one time? Where a pigeon had like shit in one of their mouths while they were, and they just canceled the concert. Like, we're done. What? We're going home.
When did this happen?
A couple years ago. Like, really? You can look it up. Yeah, I know. That's my favorite fact.
Out of all the facts, that's your favorite fact.
I love
fact.
It. It makes me so happy whenever someone brings them up. I'm like, do you know that? Because that's so
funny. Did you know
this?
That's hilarious. I have to tell Steven that. That's going to be, oh my God, that's so funny. That's awesome.
Imagine, like, well, we're done. This is.
When with that, actually with that, if you want to play your cover.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure. Fun fact, and then now,
fun
some
fact.
Sweet tunes from Kristen Rich. So he's going to do a cover for us.
Yeah, Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
A classic.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think to myself what you've been doing. In my head, I paint a picture. Since you've been home, my body's been missing. I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Why don't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Up for sale, did you get a good lawyer? Did you ever catch a 10? If you found the right man who will fix it for you. Are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair, and are you busy? Dodging that fight you've been dodging all this time, and do you miss me? Since you've been home, my body's been missed. I've been missing ginger hair and the way you like dress. Why don't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me.
Usually I have like a backup guitarist who does a sweet solo on the third verse, but I obviously don't have that now.
You're like, we're here.
Exactly. And it's good.
And we're good. And we're clear. Good. Yeah, just watch it.
I know.
Make sure.
It'll be
fun. Don't fall, please. I know. Sweet. Do you want to keep going with more questions?
Yeah,
these are kind
to.
Of fun.
No, I'm having a, yeah. All right, let me see. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pasta.
Just pasta, straight up?
Straight up.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think, like, what wouldn't make
what
me
what would you
dislike?
Commit to
but, exactly.
forever? I mean, I feel like I could commit to pasta.
I do this.
Because you can do many different pastas.
That's
it's not
true.
One type of pasta. It did not specify what if, a brand.
I'm the one who wrote the question, is what you're saying.
I wrote them.
I always do this terrible habit where I eat the same thing for 3 months and I can't eat it ever again. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, what haven't I done that with yet? And that's what... I guess I just go pizza.
Pizza, yeah. Yeah, I can't beat it. There's so many things you can do with it.
Yeah. It's literally just like bread, cheese, and whatever you want.
Exactly. So yeah, it's like, why is that a problem? Yeah. Bread, sauce, and whatever. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, they slingshot away, so I'll just leave them there. What's your favorite thing about Washington?
Ooh. God, it sounds really weird, but I love that it's like depressing 9 months out of the year. Like, everyone's like, the 3 months of summer, but the 9 months I spend in my bed just there is so nice.
I love it.
Exactly. Just like looking at my window, it gives me such a good reason. Like, oh, I can't go out right now. It's raining. Like, I couldn't imagine living in Hawaii and just napping all the time and be like, I'm a real piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like, I should be outside because everybody's outside.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I do like that it rains. Cause those are like good days to just get shit done.
Yeah.
Or read.
I feel it.
You know, you just sit there. That's exactly. You're in your bed and you're like, I'm just gonna read my book.
It's so nice.
Or watch a movie.
I know.
Or something that I don't have to interact with other people.
Exactly. It sounds terrible, but it's so sweet.
Yeah, and I love the nature here. Nature is just gorgeous.
You're just like 10 minutes away from a hike anywhere you go.
Exactly, pretty much. Well, at least Western Washington. I haven't too much in Eastern Washington. Mm-hmm. But I know Wazoo is there, and that terrifies me. I'm just going to leave that.
Every time I visited Dare Bear for Wazoo, like, because he went to Wazoo for 4 years, me and my friend Nick would drive up. And we're like, how do people live here? Like,
yeah, it's just like, what?
Wide open.
Oh, ugh. No, I love the trees.
Yeah, exactly.
The trees is like wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So good. All right.
You?
I picked
the last one, I think.
No, that was the favorite thing about Washington.
Yeah, okay.
That's mind. Over here, dude.
I know. Ooh, dream vacation.
Australia.
I knew it was coming. I was.
I gotta. Till I go there. After I go there, it'll be Italy. Nice. Italy, probably.
Mine's definitely New Zealand.
New Zealand?
They have the Shire there, and they turned it into, like, a bar.
True. Yeah. That's true. All right. Down under. Anywhere down under. That's a great time. I think my mom's home, so that's fun. The dogs are going to greet her. Hi! Waving at her.
I know. She's like, so who good. Is this kid?
Who is this? Well, I told her you were coming, okay. So I was like, don't freak out if there's a person here. First childhood memory that comes to mind. These are deep. Some of them are so deep.
My sister used to do hula classes, mm-hmm. And I think the first one is, so they had like a whole like hula setup and stuff like that. It was a festival. And me being like 4 or 5, just put on the hula outfit and ran out. And I'm the only picture that got in the newspaper. And that's like my first memory.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Man.
I'm pretty sure we saw the news clip at my house. But yeah, that's my first.
Oh, mine is not that cool. I have like weird flashback things. It's the weirdest shit.
Like what?
Because when I was little, I would always sit in my grandpa's chair, like his big, nice, comfy chair.
Yeah.
And I was probably 3, and I just remember that if you sat in the chair, you got tickled.
And that's it.
And that's all I remember. And then I remember him, like, it was me and my cousin sitting in the chair, and then he came over and he goes, how am I supposed to tickle both of you? And then I'm a smart ass at 3, and I'm like, you can only tickle one of us.
And he grabs you.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a pretty funny one to me. I think that's funny. I'm like, even at 3, I was just a smart ass. Like, all right, it's nice to know, like, some things don't happening. Change. All right, let's go.
All right,
let's
what are we do doing?
It. Man.
This was such a good idea, the little bowl. Least favorite TV show.
Oh,
that's hard.
That is hard. There's so many bad ones.
I know.
Secret Life of American Teenager.
Secret
or
Life?
Whatever that's called.
Like, never seen it, hate it.
No, I
oh,
have
you used
seen
to watch it.
It? I know, I watched it. It was because it's on Netflix, so I watched it because I was curious because I had Shailene Woodley.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I watched it. I was like, this is horrible, but I can't look away. Or Twin Peaks.
I've heard so many good things about that. I've just never
tried it. Oh, I kind of hate it.
Like,
it's really stupid.
Isn't it
but
like
I
they
can't
just like
look away.
They bring up a lot of questions and they just never answer them?
Yes.
Is it one of those shows?
And
yeah,
it's frustrating.
I think 13 Reasons Why, I guess.
Oh,
that's what
thank you.
Yeah.
That one's bad too.
Just like, I have such bad mental health, and I saw that. I was like, okay, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And I'm like, I just think it's not informative.
Mm-mm.
I don't feel helped by it my mental health. And I was like,
Who is this for? Why are they?
Yeah, I'm like, why are they doing this? The book was way better. I feel like they should have stuck with the book more.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have just made it a movie and not a series, because now they're just kind of...
They're just going off book and doing whatever they want with it.
Yeah, because I watched season one, but I haven't watched season two.
It's already out?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so far behind.
Garbage. Garbage. Don't do it. I think I watched like half the first episode of the second season, and I was like, this is just trash. Because it was tapes, and now it's like Polaroids that they found, and I'm like...
They just found more things.
Yeah.
Polaroids, like... Just the picture.
Yeah, it's like a picture, and then I'm like, wait, what? This doesn't even make sense.
Like, why does that?
Yeah, I just don't get it. Well, and I saw a thing too where the author was like, he had an alternate ending for it where Hannah was actually still alive.
Oh, okay.
Because in the book, she spoiler, but like she she took pills instead of cutting her arms and stuff. So. So you could come back from
that.
Yeah,
exactly. That makes sense.
So he had an alternate ending where Hannah was still alive, but everybody thought she died.
I feel like that'd make more sense, but also it would kind of like... It still glorifies it, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's like, everybody cares about you now because of that, and it's just it's such a weird message.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I don't like that either, because that does happen. It's like whether they kill themselves or not, like when they die, people think like... Wow, how great that person was. But it's like, no, you didn't give a shit when they were alive.
I hope that doesn't happen to me. Like, if anything happened to me, I hope people are like, yeah, he was kind of a piece of shit. Let's just throw him in the trash.
Yeah, it's like, good. Yeah, no, exactly. I'm like, if people didn't like me, I would much rather them be like, man, I mean, whatever.
Exactly.
Than to be like, oh,
oh my God, what happened?
Yeah. It's like, no, fuck off.
It's like, I didn't even know you.
Yeah, it's like, no. Celebrities, you know, when they die, it's kind of sad. I'm like, dang. That's sad, but...
I didn't know, yeah.
But, like...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That sucks, bro.
You're like, I don't have the emotional connection. It's like...
Yeah. It's like, man, that...
Ooh.
Another human.
Favorite book you had to read in high school or college?
The Outsiders, I think.
You had to read The Outsiders in high school? That's a really good book.
It is
a really good book. I'd have to read that for high school,
but
that's really...
It's so good. Or, the fuck else did we read? We read, like... It wasn't my favorite, but it was really funny. A Brave New World.
Is that like... It's not 1984, obviously, but it's kind of like it, where it shows like a dystopia in the future. Is it
kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have to read 1984 because I didn't take the class for it, which was weird. Or just teachers taught different books sometimes.
Yeah. But I remember reading about that one, where it's like, there's like too much information and no one knows what to get. Is it like that one or what?
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay, like looking back,
it was so weird, and we had to make a project, like Soma was the drug in that book, to where like, it reminds me of a Black Mirror episode. It seems like that's something they would do.
That's where
Black
they got
Mirror.
It from.
Well, A Brave New World, I think, was like the
1920s
or 10s or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And I think. I don't know.
No, it probably was.
Because I don't know, but...
All those future dystopia books were like 100 years old.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I just feel like Black Mirror may have an episode. I haven't watched too many Black Mirror episodes, but I feel like that if they
it
got
would fit
inspiration.
Perfectly.
It would. It totally would.
It's weird because I started reading so much more after school whenever we got
but,
the books.
Like, these are books
just,
you were forced to
yeah,
read.
Yeah, I know. I just cliff noted them. So I don't really have a favorite one. I guess like The Giver, but I still remember, did you have to read Great Expectations?
No.
Okay. So I had to read that and there's a South Park episode of it. And I just watched a South Park episode, and I got like 96% on the test.
Oh, really? Because
it was, everything was in it. The only difference was at the end in the South Park episode, they're like flying monkeys that come out. I'm like, okay, that's obviously not real.
Yeah.
But everything until then, like, they did the characters' names, all the events and everything like that.
Wow.
So, it's like, we went to the Socratic seminar, like, the day before the test, and they were talking. It's like, I actually know what's going on right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dang. South Park coming through.
I know. That's, I told everybody, like, don't read the book, just watch the South Park episode.
save your time.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. That's awesome. All right. I feel like we haven't even pulled questions. I look in there and they multiply. Favorite Harry Potter character?
Ooh.
Sirius, I think.
Sirius? I really like Cedric, but he was only in there for like a book.
Yeah, but Cedric's cool.
Yeah,
he counts.
So cool.
He's a character.
That's Robert Pattinson too, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Cedric a lot.
Oh, I heard that people that recognize him for Edward, he won't take a picture or give him an autograph, but if you call him anything else from his other movies, yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I think somebody, when Twilight was like a huge thing, somebody was like, oh, you were in Harry Potter, and he goes, you're getting, like,
you're
thank
getting
you.
This picture.
Yeah, like... Thanks for that, because Twilight is... Nobody will hate that more than Robert Pattinson.
That's true. God, I feel so bad for people like that when they're in the middle of something and they have a contract. Like, I hate this, but I'm here for 4 more years.
Exactly. You're like, fuck.
They're like, there's nothing I can do.
I'm trapped.
All right, one thing you always have with you.
Probably a book. Always have a book. I don't give a shit about my phone sometimes. I'm just like,
man. I have this like messenger bag, and it looks like I have really important stuff in there, but I really just carry my Nintendo Switch, so I can play Zelda whenever I want. So that's my
that's good.
That's my thing.
It's always there, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's see. A few of these are Harry Potter related.
Not a problem.
Not that I'm like, shit, this is the second one. Which Hogwarts house are you in, or do you think you're in?
Oh, Hufflepuff for sure.
Oh, I'm Ravenclaw.
You're Ravenclaw, super clever.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is I made a bunch of people in band, like, we were all sitting around, I'm like, well, Hogwarts house are you guys in? Like, nobody knew. I'm like, all right, get on Pottermore, we're all doing it. And so I got Gryffindor that time, but then I took it maybe a few months ago and I was like, dang, people change.
I remember when I was younger, I thought I would be Ravenclaw because I was like, oh, super.
That's what,
like,
I thought it. Too.
And then I grew up and I was just like, I'm way too goofy. Like, there's no way I would do
that. Well, I thought it was weird too, because I was like, oh, I guess I could see Gryffindor, but I'm like, I was kind of disappointed that I was Gryffindor. I'm like, I don't want to be the stereotype, like, everybody wants to be a Gryffindor.
Exactly.
It's like, no. Like, but I feel like a lot of people want to be Slytherin too.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, I want to be an asshole, that's the only thing.
I want to be a dick, that's what I want to be.
Exactly. No, I don't think there's a single nice Slytherin person in that entire like series, is there?
No,
beside that Cho girl, but even she wasn't super nice to Harry, right?
Not really.
Yeah
it's like, okay.
All right, what country do you want to visit most
besides Australia?
Okay, yeah, second one.
I don't know, I think like Denmark would be pretty cool. Is it Denmark that's the country, or is that, okay, I was like,
I hope so, because now we're both gonna sound really stupid if it's,
I know,
not.
Well, the location I would like to
there we
be
go.
Is Denmark. I'm changing the question. Location, probably Denmark, or like, oh, Amsterdam would
that's
be
exactly
cool.
What I was gonna say. Amsterdam, location would, Amsterdam.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's in the Netherlands though.
Okay.
I knew that. But Denmark beats the shit out of me. It could be anywhere. Could be in California for all we know. It's not, but most anticipated life event.
Ooh, like in the future, mm-hmm. or
like, I don't even know how to phrase this question, because out of all the things that you want to do in life, whether they're like typical life things like getting married, having kids, going to family vacations, blah blah blah, all of that.
Yeah, super sappy, but definitely getting married.
Like, I feel
that's my dream, but like,
I
don't know, I feel like it's not, like, the longer I get, the more I'm like, probably not gonna happen.
No, it'll
but,
happen.
No, I know, I'm still only like it'll 24 happen. But it's still just like, that's super high on my list for some reason.
No, I feel, because it's like, You're my buddy, man. Now you're stuck with me.
Exactly.
No,
like, there's you no, can't
but it's
run
like
away
it's like I love you so much, and now you're stuck with me.
Exactly.
It's oh, there was an episode of The Big Bang Theory that my mom loves that show, and so I walked in and like I don't know how familiar you are. With
my
it.
Parents watch it all the time too.
So like Howard and Bernadette.
Yeah.
So Howard was in space, and then they were FaceTiming, and then Bernadette's like, "You're an idiot," and he goes, "But I'm your idiot forever." And he held up his ring.
That's perfect.
And
yeah.
I was like, "I want to do that one day." They're gonna be like, "You're just weird." I'm like, "But I'm your weird."
Exactly. Like, I'm embarrassing, but I'm with you. So that's
so you chose this.
Exactly. Like, you knew for years how embarrassing I was.
Exactly.
Before.
No, especially me being the girl. It's like, no, you asked. Yeah. You asked.
But I didn't force you into this. You
no,
asked.
You voluntarily asked me.
That's awesome. Dream job.
Dream job. Fuck. This changes all the time. Because I think today I really started to think more about it for whatever reason.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, being a teacher would be kind of cool. But like,
yeah.
What would I teach? Or what grade would I teach?
Exactly.
Like punk ass high school kids.
kids are assholes.
Like, they are.
I feel like you have to get elementary or like juniors and seniors. Cause that
yeah, everything
11
in between,
to 16 year old range. Yeah.
No, I'm like, I will slap all of you and not give a shit.
Like, that's one reason I don't want a son, because I remember being just, like, an asshole and being like, God, I hate my dad. And there was no reason. My dad's, like, the nicest guy on earth.
You're like, I'm just being a dick because I have teenage angst.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm looking back.
Nirvana is life. Soundgarden
so
is
accurate.
All I listen to. Seattle band, Seattle grunge.
Just all that punk rock and grunge.
Yeah,
and
the
stuff.
90s.
Yeah.
That's like the Clash.
Then
yeah.
I get out of it, I'm 17. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, Dad.
Oh, I know. It's like I had no reason to be a shithead to you, but I was.
I know.
Oh, man. That's so good. That's so good. Man, my dream job. What's your dream job?
I think, like, it's never going to happen because I'm not as good as, like, I just started playing, like, a couple years ago, really playing. But being a studio guitarist, like, I think that's what Jack Parker does.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, people send you the tracks they want, and you just professionally record over them, and you get, like, royalties, and they pay you to do that, and you do it back. So you don't have to tour, you don't have to, like, actually put your face out there, but you're getting paid for all the music on the airways and stuff like that.
Do that.
Yeah, that's a dream. That's so
do
cool.
Do that. That'd be so cool. Man, I would also like to, like, edit books.
Oh, that'd be
like,
really nice.
Like, be a book editor.
Yeah.
And, like, pick what books you publish and shit. That'd be cool. Yeah. I'd have so much power.
Exactly. It's just, like, the stuff like that where you aren't, like, you're not the face of it, but you still, like, are helping and doing all that. That's...
Yeah, but you still, you have the power.
Yeah, you have creative ability and all
oh,
that.
Oh, man, that'd be so good.
But you're like, it's all about the power. I don't really care about...
it's the power. I want all the power moves, you know? I read Girl Boss. I know what to do. All right, something you collect.
Ooh, I collect all my show flyers.
Yeah?
So like, right now I kind of have, like, an eighth of a wall, but my dream is just to have them, like, a whole room basically covered in them. Like, there's this diner on the way out to Port Townsend where people stick dollars, like, mm-hmm. for a tip, and the entire, like, thing is just covered in dollar bills.
Whoa.
And I'm just imagining that, like, when I'm, like, 40, just for, like, show flyers.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be super cool. Just decoupage it on your wall.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so that's mine. What about you?
I collect a lot of stuff. Like, specifically, I collect books.
Mm.
I collect tattoos.
Nice.
Got 5 so
I do,
far.
Too.
Nice. Nice, and you're working on your...
Yeah, I'm still so embarrassed from, like, the forearm.
You're like, oh, God.
Like, I
That's
hate
okay,
it.
This is a podcast, it's audio, no one can see
exactly.
You. You're like, I did an embarrassing thing that you can't see.
Oh, I'm just gonna throw it out there because they didn't hear. So I got a half sleeve tattoo, and I thought it was gonna be on my forearm, so I was super pumped, and I was like, I'm not gonna have her shave my forearms, because, like, there's a lot of hair there, and that's super weird. And I was also like, I'm not gonna just have one shaved forearm for 3 months and look like a freak. So I shaved them both an hour before I get in there, and I show up, and she's basically like, oh, honey, you did not need to do that. We're doing your shoulder. I was like, oh, okay, thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks. Yeah. Now I feel like an idiot.
Exactly. My roommate's been laughing at me for like a whole week straight. I'm just like,
slap him. Be like, know. You would have done the same shit. Don't pretend.
I'm just such an embarrassing person. I'm used to it. It's fine.
I know. I feel that. That's so good. All right. Yeah, go for it. Oh, wow. They're
ooh,
actually
getting down.
Yes.
All right. Last three questions. One thing on your bucket list.
I have a lot of things, though. Most of them are just, like, traveling places.
That's, yeah.
But I think we did a Segway tour in Seattle.
A Segway tour?
Yeah, you
that's pretty cool.
You ride Segways.
I've seen that around. I just...
Oh, you gotta do it, Kristen. You gotta do it. It's so fun. Well, and, I already know Seattle, too, so
yeah.
It's, like, you. They take you, like, on Alaskan Way and then all the way up to the Seattle Center.
Okay.
But it's so funny. We had people that had never been to Seattle in our group.
In your group.
So, like, my family, when we got to the Space and Universe, were like, whoa! Like, we're being
pretending.
So stupid. And it's just like, we're
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh my God, what a beautiful, erect building. And, like, we're just
taking all the pictures
yeah,
in front of it.
Yeah, we're just being obnoxious. And then, like, the tour guides are funny.
Yeah.
They just say funny stuff. And, man, I kind of feel bad for that family that had to be on a tour with my family.
Well, I'm sorry for us. This is just what we do.
I wasn't even sorry. I'm just like, I feel bad that we put you through this, but it's funny, so it's worth it. It's worth feeling bad.
I've always wanted to go on just, like, pack five of my friends in a car and just go, like, country long road trip.
Yeah.
That's been a dream. And, like, hit highlights.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... I'm lazy and it's so hard to organize that, but that's, yeah, bucket list.
Oh, yeah, especially when you involve other people.
Exactly. If it's just me, I'm like, okay, I'll take a week off of work.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But then everybody's like, no, but I took this week, so I can't take
exactly.
this week. And you're like, dude, why are you being a dick?
Just 1 week and maybe bring, like, a mechanic who actually knows what he's doing. Because if my car breaks down, I'm just like, call my dad, who is four states away.
Yeah, it's like, what do I do?
Exactly.
Look it up on YouTube?
Yeah.
No.
Like, I'm gonna make it worse.
Yeah, I will break it. It's already broken. I'll break it more. All right. Favorite movie franchise?
Oh, franchise. Oh, definitely Star Wars. Oh, Star Wars or Lord of the Rings?
Oh, man. Very cool. I don't like Star Wars.
What? Not even the original
three? I was banned from watching Star Wars because not by my family, by one of my good friends, Fisher. Because we watched episode 4.
Yeah, New Hope.
Yeah. And then I kept saying that Darth Vader... Or no, Yoda's in that one, right?
No.
No. Okay, so it is Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Because both of these are... I find them hilarious. I made inappropriate commentary.
That's what you just were banned from the...
Yeah, and he's like, you need to stop. Because I was like... So, did J.K. Rowling, like, base Voldemort off of Darth Vader?
She probably did.
Well, see, this was not an appropriate thing to say, apparently.
Oh.
So,
well, I didn't have a very responsive room.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to, these are questions I need answers to, so I'm, like, asking them, I'm like, ah, oh, man, Darth Vader's just Voldemort, you know? And then Fisher's like, no! He's Darth Vader! And I'm like, no, he's Voldemort, because they're both obsessed with a teenage boy for, like, seemingly no reason. They don't stop at anything, and they're lazy sometimes.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
You know?
I could see it. I'd also say Indiana Jones, but the fourth one just ruined it for me.
Right?
The moment, yeah.
Right.
And I love Shia LaBeouf. Like, I think he was...
I
used to think he was
funny.
Hilarious.
I thought that was a, like... That Indiana Jones movie, I was like... This is kind of cool, because I hadn't seen Indiana Jones for a while, so I was like, this is actually kind of cool, and then I went back and watched him. I was like, wait a minute.
You're like, this is not, like, what it was supposed to...
I'm like, this
they
is
had,
not
like,
how it's
aliens.
Supposed to be.
He
yeah.
survived a nuclear lot. Like, I just...
Yeah,
I'll like, go off, so you can just continue.
You know, for real. So it's like, what? No. Movie franchise? man, that's hard, because I could just be like, oh, Harry Potter, but like, I don't think that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's not the truth. It's a good franchise.
But it's not your favorite.
It's a near and dear one. It was at one point, but man, there's only two movies but Wayne's World.
Wayne's World 1 and 2.
Favorite. Yeah.
Party, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat those. They're so good. There's just...
Do you hear the story where, since I was like, his first movie, Mike Myers, like one of the first, and they're like, we need to do a different song. He's like, we're doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. I did hear about that because Mike Myers is in Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the producer guy that was like, Bohemian Rhapsody will never be a single. Like, he plays that guy.
Funny.
Yeah, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I love that they put Mike Myers in there. That's so good.
So, like, you love him so much, we'll just throw you in there.
Yep.
All right, so this is looking like last one. Favorite 80s movie?
Not The Breakfast Club. It's just not. I don't think that's a very good movie. Like,
not,
when you really
like, looking
think
back
about it,
yeah, I could.
When you really think about it, it's not that good of a movie. Can't Buy Me Love. I really like that one.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that one.
I know the premise of it.
It's got Patrick Dempsey in it.
That's Patrick Dempsey? Yeah. I didn't know that. Was The Labyrinth in the 80s?
Or was
that like,
that's
okay,
Bowie,
The
right?
Labyrinth for sure.
Maybe it was
I have 90s. A Labyrinth calendar in my room. It's either going to be The Labyrinth, unless that's in the 90s, and if not, then be like Star Wars Episode 6 was in the 80s. And that's, yeah, that's what I'd think of.
That's awesome. Man, what other... There was, I don't really like The Breakfast Club that much, mm-hmm. or 16 Candles. I didn't really like that one either.
None of the classics?
No, or Dirty Dancing.
You don't like Dirty Dancing either?
No, not really.
I mean, it is kind of weird. It's like a 30-year-old Patrick Swayze and like a teenager.
Yeah, you're
so
like,
I could
dude,
totally...
Dude. Oh, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay, there we
That's
go.
That's a good one. That one's so good. Or I don't know if you've seen Say Anything.
I haven't.
That one's kind of depressing. You might like it.
I like depressing movies.
Yeah, you might like it. Oh, you should watch 500 Days of Summer.
That's my favorite movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, straight up, I have two DVDs, Moulin Rouge and 500 Days of Summer.
I love it. Oh, man, yeah. So... and P.S. I Love You. That's not an 80s movie, but I really like that movie. It's kind of depressing. Like, I cry the whole movie. I'm like, man, if somebody did that to me, I'd be like so mad, but like so happy, but so mad.
You know how there's always like a movie or TV show when you start dating someone, like you show them that?
Yeah.
And that's 500 Days of Summer is my test movie. Like, I'll... If someone's not paying attention, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work out.
Oh, no. I think the Rocky Horror Picture Show is my test movie.
No, I still haven't seen that. Like, I've seen clips. I know Damn It, Janet. Like, I know all the
songs. Oh, you gotta.
Because I'm just, like, a theater kid, but I've
you
never.
You gotta. Oh, man. Oh, and I'm going to be Janet.
I saw that you were. Are you doing it again?
Yeah, in Olympia.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
I'll have to stop by.
It's so good. It's at the Capitol Theater.
Okay. Is it the same cast as last time, too?
Yeah.
Or?
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm... Because I'm not usually Janet, but I mean, this is... I've only done 3 shows.
Yeah.
So I've been 3 different characters each time.
Oh, cool.
But, man, Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's weird. It's just a weird, weird movie, but it's so, so good.
Nice.
But it's so bad. It's so bad. But
super raunchy, right?
It's pretty raunchy, but... what I like about it, when you see it live, because they play the movie and then people act it out.
Yeah.
The cat, or like the audience, you get props, so you like throw the props.
That's cool.
And you yell at the movie.
Super interactive.
Yeah, it's a very interactive thing. After this, I'll play you the, or we can watch the intro
if
you want.
Yeah.
And I'll do the callbacks, and they're so funny.
Okay.
They're so good.
That'd be sweet. I thought there was a cat, and it was just...
Oh, no, it's just my sock. Oh, yeah, because I have the puma on my sock.
How many animals do you have?
I have 5 dogs, and that's it. For now, I mean,
exactly.
I don't, that could
we
change.
We never know.
Dogs just appear. They're just in our lives. Well, that was an excellent. I liked this. I liked the bowl.
I love the questions.
Oh, man. That's so good. I'll have to make more and just fill the bowl. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Of course. Thanks for having me. It was awesome.
This is so fun. I love doing podcasts. This is such a good time, especially with other people.
Yeah.
It just makes it a good time. Well, I will link Kristen's social media stuff in the show notes and, of course, post it on all the social medias that I already have. Tag you in some stuff. And you don't have any music out, do you?
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm so lazy with that. Everyone always asks me, and I'm just like, it's not perfect yet, and I don't want to do it until it is.
Right.
I'm one
You're
of those.
Like, I don't want to waste my time or your time.
Exactly.
No, I feel perfect. Well, I will link all your socials, and then you'll have all your shows on there and everything. And everybody, thanks for listening, and stay groovy.